You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
That's so goddamn gorgeous. That's Rush, which is a Canadian band, and I love them so much. I love them to bits. And, I don't think it has any reason to be going out on fakeologist.com, but if he does put this out, God love you, Ab. God love you. I mean, God, there's no flat earth. Is it a flat earth that we live on, or is there a God? I don't know, but I know that radio is something I love to bits, and I think it's basically if you're listening to this, I want to be the John B. Laws. John Laws, 1-300-564-652 on 2SM .com. Yeah, but bye.
Okay, I guess I'll try this out. Hi, this is Geofree, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
That's pretty good. Are you on a speaker mic by any chance? Because it's a little tinny.
No, I'm kind of in a big room, but maybe if I talk directly into the mic.
Yeah, you could take two if you want, make sure.
Yeah, I'll do one more. Hi, this is Jeffrey, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
That'll be great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
How about Deryllium?
All right. I feel like I sound far away. Something keeps switching my mic option back to, like, my laptop. I guess it's coming through the headphones, right?
Yeah, you sound okay.
All right. Hi, this is Triple X, and you're listening to... I'm just joking.
Yeah, really.
Hi, this is Deryllium, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
All right, thanks, guys. I always forget to ask people.
Yeah, that was good.
You got a lot of bumpers now, don't you?
I do.
Cool, I was just listening to your last few chats.
People. I hope they were somewhat interesting.
You're getting mad at O'Hallahan. That was freaking kick. That was funny.
What did you say? What were we doing?
Audio chat, you and O'Hallahan just kept elongating his sentences.
Yeah, I know. He was getting me irritated. That's not hard to do either.
I was laughing at work. I was laughing at work listening to it. It was pretty good. I know it's tough on you.
I don't think I've talked to you before.
Nah, I've never seen you, Deryllium. Nice to meet you.
Hey, real name's Steven. You can call me that if you want, or Deryllium, whatever. People don't usually remember Steven for some reason.
Maybe I'll think of that.
All right.
Even Steven.
Yep.
I'm Jeffrey, anyway. It's pretty much my name.
Ever call in to Hostbusters or anything?
No. I'm actually probably, like, I've known about them for, like, about maybe a month now.
Oh, really? Is,
yeah, it's sad.
Well, I'm usually wrong about this, but your voice sounds pretty young. I would guess. But I'm bad at guessing people's ages. I always think they're younger than they are.
I probably have a pretty young voice. I mean, I'm 26, so.
Oh, I got that one right.
Yeah. I don't think you can always tell by the voice. You can just...
Uh-oh. Something happened to Ab.
Yeah, he's cutting out a little bit. I heard him tell you can't always tell by the voice, but something about maybe the way they speak.
Do you reside in the United States? Sounds like a southern accent.
Yep, he's the one to pinpoint, right? North Carolina.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Is it humid down there?
Yeah, it's really humid. It don't get too scorching hot, really, but the humidity is the problem when it's really hot. That's what it really is, the humidity. Unlike, like, the West Coast desert, you know, it gets 100 degrees, but there's not that much humidity.
Yeah, I'm outside Philly, and we're having a really, really good summer with no humidity. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah? Outside of Philly. You ever watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah, that show is just nuts.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, it's
good. Which show? Sorry, guys. I just got cut off. What show?
Oh, we were just introducing each other, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Kind of a comedy about young guys that own a bar, do all kinds of crazy shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's off the wall comedy. Slapstick, I would probably say.
Yeah, Danny DeVito is on it, right?
Yeah, like, oh man.
Cool. So what are you guys, what's your take on the, I guess the biggest hoax of the week is the Virginia shooting hoax.
Yeah, I looked at the videos and, oh my goodness, when I saw the guy's GoPro or cell phone camera, I'm not sure, I don't know if they confirmed it, but that video viewpoint of him, it looks so utterly staged. He was so too close.
Yeah, about the only thing I've heard about it was on No Agenda today while I was working, kind of listening to it in the background. But even from that, I could tell this bullshit. They played some interviews with her dad, I think, and her boyfriend or something.
Yeah, his handler.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's pretty bad when you don't even have to watch a video to decide it's probably bullshit.
Yeah, all these new shootings are coming off as so fabricated, wouldn't you say, Ab?
Yeah, we don't even have to look into them anymore. They're just pretty much guaranteed to be fake. Stage drills, that's it. I don't need to spend any time on them at all.
But I feel like that since they're being so blatantly obvious with their operations, it looks like the public is completely delirious.
Yeah. Well, I just want to know, what are they going to have to do to wake up the public? I think they're going to have to land a spaceship with aliens piling out on Staten Island in front of the Statue of Liberty. And I think half the people will believe it.
Yeah. Do you think they're getting us ready for alien invasion? I mean, as in a PSYOP?
No, because that's all people talk about.
I have a hard time seeing them pull that off, but when I really think about it, what city would they do it in, you know?
It would be down the line. Just look at technology where we're at now.
Seems like somebody
did you see some of that? Did you see that video I posted about how they superimpose the faces on top of the live actor, I suppose, or... And I think they're doing it for Anders Breivik of Utøya.
No, I think I'm on the website right now. I might watch it real quick.
Is that the one the guy suggested that you post and post it in the chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started to watch that, but then I started listening to the audios. I just got home not too long ago, so I just been catching up. Me and you, we're some of the only few who have talked much about Anders Breivik, you know. He seems so semi to me. Crazy. But yeah, he seems like he could be one of those that they put a face on top of another person.
What country exactly was he from? Another Brussels?
Norway.
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 Well, you know, I could see that being a complete vixim.
Video vixims. Those are the ones that are hard to come by now and decipher.
There's just something slightly off about him. I couldn't place it, but this video, if the guy's right about the video, it really actually makes sense that they just put a face, digital face on a live body.
Whoa, I'm just watching the face twitch right now.
I think that's what they're doing. You remember the girls who were supposedly locked in a garage for 10 years or something? Locked in a basement?
Yeah, and what was that?
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Those girls look really semi to me. Like, they did a professional video after the fact when they were rescued. And, I don't know, they don't look right to me. They surely weren't locked in a basement for 10 years, or they would be looking terrible. They look pretty spotless, like,
they'd be dead.
Yeah.
I was down the beach, and my parents had a Fox on, and they were interviewing two gentlemen, two white twins. Twins. And these were people that saw, I think they saw, that, yeah, they were in the theater watching that train wreck movie in Louisiana. You remember that one? It was like maybe a month ago.
It was a train wreck?
It was a train wreck movie, and the guy came in with, I forget what gun he had, but then he killed himself outside.
Of course.
Well, these twins were being interviewed, and you could just see that it was just one person, and it was they were double imposed by a green screen or some manipulation, and they were actually moving these gentlemen back and forth in your viewpoint, like, and their little sleeves, they touched, and they flapped so fakely. Like, these people are doing such, they are working hard on trying to get us to manipulate these Vic Sims and create, you know, fake people. And it was so obvious, and I couldn't scream it out with my family around, because they'd think I'd fucking nuts, man. I was like watching it, and I was like, they are just moving these guys up and back, and they weren't even looking at each other, and it looked like they weren't in the same room. Oh, it was so weird.
Well, I gotta see that. Put a link to that. That's worth seeing.
I haven't seen it up. I've looked a little bit, but let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, or maybe anyone listening can find it.
It's only gonna get harder and harder to really tell, you know. That's what's bad for us. I mean, eventually, if they want to do it right, they're gonna make it so we can't even tell what's real or not. Which I think they're at the point of doing now, really, almost.
Well, how good was Forrest Gump back in the day? What year was that, 1995?
Yeah.
How good was that? With Tom Hanks meeting the president.
Pretty good.
Yeah, they did a good job. And I think that was one of the reasons why that movie did so well, that it really put you in a moment. But it was with a fake character, and everyone just went with it. And, you know, watch him get cucked by his fucking love of his life because she's a fucking whore that got a fake STD, I guess. I don't know.
That might need to be watched again and reviewed for any 9/11 symbolism that we might have missed. I've never seen that with 9/11 symbolism, but that was a big movie. Something's probably in there.
Maybe, I don't know.
Must be like Independence Day, Armageddon, the ones where you see the towers or whatever. Die Hard, you always see that predictive programming in those. Oh, The Matrix. What are the chances that his passport would expire 9/11, 2001? It's just, I mean, you just show that to people and say, really, what are the freaking odds of this? Tell me.
Yeah, that was fascinating. That movie came out, and everyone was making a big fuss about that. Just that one scene with, like, I forget how many frames per second they did, but, you know, the dodging of the bullets and shit. So they distracted us with a lot of the CGI, but the story, yeah, the 9/11 thing. Can't believe that went by.
Yeah, well, there's a million things to get distracted on and missing the...
Hello?
I'm still here. I don't know if Ab's losing connection.
Let me try that again. My Bluetooth kicked off. Yeah. How am I coming through, guys?
Good.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, I was saying the main thing is that they give us all these little details to... Oh, by the way, is it a full moon tonight? Can you guys look up at the sky?
Oh, it is. I ran out and got beer, and I was just looking at it. I was like, what the fuck is that light?
Yeah, I'll be right back. I'm going to see if there's one here and get a beer.
Hold up. Yeah, it's a blue moon. This is a blue moon because of the second full moon this month.
There's supposed to be a red moon soon, and that's supposed to lead up to the Shemitah, but yeah.
Well, it's a blue moon just means it's the second full moon of the month. Because August has 5 weekends in it. This does not happen very often as well, 5 weekends.
Yeah, football season starts like a week later and everyone's complaining about it.
Yeah, the harvest moon is next month, or it should have been this month, shouldn't it? I don't know.
I'm very uneducated on that. I'm not sure about the moon cycles. I should get into it, because it's probably the most basic scientific facts that we have about the moon, is how it acts.
I kind of like the dead sun idea about the moon.
Wouldn't it be too close, though? I mean, maybe not, but...
How can you not now look at the moon and just wonder what the hell it is every time you look at it now? I'm looking at it right now, and I just cannot tell what it is.
I mean, I always looked at it, and it always never really looked 3D. It really doesn't have any texture or depth.
No, I can't see 3D at all. Looks like just a disc.
And this goes on to the same fact that, like, even airline pilots never see curvature of buildings, you know? They're always 90-degree angles. So,
yeah.
It's fascinating.
Couldn't see the moon from outside. It's below the tree line still where I am.
Is that right? Ours is 45 degrees up off the horizon. So if high noon is 90 degrees, they're straight up. Ours is about, I'm going to say 40 degrees right now. It's in the north. Where am I looking here? It's pretty much in the west. No, the east, sorry.
Yeah, I have tall pine trees right by my house, so I probably can't see above like 35, 40 degrees. Below that, I can't see the trees.
Where are you? You're in Philly, Gio?
Yeah, I'm probably 30 miles west of Philadelphia.
Where is the moon in your sky?
It's about 45. It's not too high, but it's mid-range above the horizon.
And is it in the east?
East. A little bit north, maybe. But mostly east, yes.
Isn't it crazy we're all always going to see the same side of it?
Yeah, that one I just can't understand.
Everything is spinning, the Earth and the moon, and revolving.
We're in sync, though.
And we see the exact same size. They're like, yeah, it's tidal locked. I'm like, so? Okay. Tidal locked to what? Is the side of the moon that faces us heavier or something? I don't understand.
It's all about perception, I think I'm realizing, is even with the stock market, it's all about good news and propaganda just to make us at ease. Because I guess if you rattle us, you know, the human community, population might, you know, start acting irrationally.
I mean, they don't want us to act like them.
Yeah. Who wants to go to the ice wall?
I'm sure lots of people would.
Yeah, but isn't it like multinational policy that no one can voyage there and explore?
Well, no, yeah, there's no independent exploration. You can go to the South Pole.
Tourist.
You can go to an approved point wherever it is on the alleged Antarctica. Go to whatever approved point there is. Can't just go take a boat and start poking around, though.
First thing I think of is that bitter cold. I wouldn't be able to stand it.
No, not me.
We shut down the state around here when it gets below freezing.
I agree. I don't like cold either. Nobody likes cold. It's a perfect cover.
Yeah, you're
going to get very few people. I wouldn't even go up Mount Everest. If you paid me 10 grand, I probably wouldn't go.
Interest.
I don't care what's up there.
But luckily, we're
lucky. There's a lot of people way more adventuresome than I am, and they would do it. And I would let them go. I'd say, here's a camera. Go take some pictures.
You know, maybe I would go along with like the Lewis and Clark exploration, unless that's a hoax. But from my understanding, it might be fairly real. You know, adventuring into the West and just finding, you know, the Western shoreline. At least you're on land, and it's not, you know, snow, and there's food and possible bouncing.
What are we talking about? Western what? Who's Lewis and Clark? Sound like a comedy duo.
Lewis and Clark? You don't know about the American explorers that we are so told about in America?
No, because I'm not in America. I didn't get that history lesson.
Yeah, so supposedly these two gentlemen, Lewis and Clark, I believe they got like state orders. They got like a state referendum or support from the state to explore the farthest reaches of the West, and to and they wrote books about it. It was like a scientific journey, and they found like new species and whatnot.
Okay.
Hear about how Christopher Columbus was really a tyrant and a sick motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Well, you probably had to be to get in a boat and go find the new world. What kind of person would you have to be? Kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, I think Jaronism covered that in one of his Flat Earth videos. He was talking about Christopher Columbus. All these articles, like, they would have contests to see who could chop off kids' legs first as they ran away or something.
Well, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, I know. I think it does too. But
well, you know how long that boat trip was. It was about, I don't know how long Lewis and Clark, I mean, Columbus's was, but I know the major transatlantic slave trade. It was about 4 months each way. So I can only imagine that Columbus was maybe a little bit over 5 months. You know, just trying to find India, is what we're told.
We still call them Indians. We call the Native Americans Indians and call Columbus the discoverer of America. That's funny shit.
Well, it's simple. Simple, right? Let's not get too complicated or technical about stuff.
They're Indians. Yep. Good enough, we thought we were landing on India, so from now on, they will be Indians. Call them Redskins.
Why rename them now? We've gone this long.
I'll be right back.
All right. Yeah, those Northerners like Geo-Free like to make fun of us Southerners because we like shut down schools if it's a little bit, we get a little ice or something. But it snows up there, down here when it rains or something, we get ice all over the roads. And they try to drive in it and realize why we don't go to school. I guess in Canada, y'all just get snow, right, for the most part?
Well, you gotta think about that for a second. It doesn't just go from summer to snow. There's the transition months, which are just as dangerous here as they are there. We obviously have every temperature in between high, hot, and cold. So November is a transition month here, and it's very dangerous. I would say the middle of November here is always very tricky because everyone's still in their summer fall mode, and then one day it's might get a dusting of snow, not even enough to notice, but it turns to ice and black ice, and then you just drive right off the road.
Yeah,
There's always a week where people are just driving right off the road into the ditch because they just did not adjust, right? All cars have a thermometer in them now. There's no excuse. If you see that it's a freezing and you see anything hit it in your windshield, then you know it's going to be ice on the road. Pretty easy, but people don't really think like that when they drive.
Yeah, the worst ones we've had here is like an inch or so of ice, and then it's covered up by snow and kind of preserved for a week. So you think it's snow and you can drive on it okay, and then it's ice underneath and a big
problem. We get everything.
Ever thought about moving out? Or you were just born there?
We get every variation. And, well, I always think about it in the middle of the winter. Always. every winter,
does.
I think, what am I doing here? Yeah. But then you think, okay, where are you going to go? Where is it that you would want to be all year round? And the answer is nowhere.
San Diego.
Yeah, maybe Cali, California.
They get wildfires because it's so dry, I guess. Your house burned down there. At least you aren't cold.
There are very few perfect places to be, and we probably don't know about them.
I responded to your post about No Agenda covering the Virginia thing. I responded to your post about No Agenda covering the Virginia shooting.
Yeah, no, what did the post say again? Remind me. What did the comment say?
Oh, I just responded recently. I was just talking about them in general, how they treat hoaxes. They take a really sitting on the fence approach to it, and they're kind of sarcastic in their way that they analyze it. But I mean, this one, they kind of pointed towards hoax more than any other ones I've really heard them do. Besides, I was referencing back to Sandy Hook where they did the same sort of thing. They're like, this doesn't make sense. they don't go straight up and call it a hoax, because I think they're just, I don't, they're afraid they're going to lose a lot of audience if they call it that. But I was saying that Adam's driving me crazy with his Trump talk. Do you think the guy really likes Donald Trump?
I think it's good for the politics. It gives the other half, the Republicans, you know, that aren't fucking George W. Dumb Bush, you know. And this guy just ad-libs, but he's still for Israel, so.
Yeah, do you listen to No Agenda Geoffrey?
Yeah, I've been listening for the past, like, over a month now, I think.
Oh, yeah, he's killing me with his Trump covers, though. But it seems like he's kind of sarcastic about it. That's the way they do a lot of things. They just leave it on the fence by kind of laughing at it.
Well, that's because Trump is saying some things that no politician would seem to be able to talk about and get away with unscathed without, you know, complete backlash. Like, he just got 40.1% of the poll numbers for the Republican Party, and no one from both parties has ever gotten those numbers. So I don't know if they're fake, and I don't even know how these poll numbers are really actually gathered, but, you know, it's interesting.
No, they just phone 1,000 people, allegedly, and write down who they like. But really, what this is confirming is it's making people think that voting matters, and it doesn't. That's all it's doing. It's entertainment in between, and when you vote, they're trying to make it seem like voting makes a difference. It really doesn't, especially on a presidential level.
And Trump's talking points are really, like, national socialist leaning, I would call it. Basically, he's saying, kick out the immigrants, don't let anyone in, you know, and fight China because they're beating us in trade. It's like really
national. He
wants
to bring back business. Yeah, he wants to have his own people prosper instead of being siphoned out. I mean, he had a comment about Oreo has moved their manufacturing facility from the United States to Mexico. And Trump said, I'm never eating an Oreo ever again. Just those words. I don't think any politician would have said or would have even commented on by themselves.
But to think that he's going to try actually be able to undo free trade is a joke. It's not going to happen. Because politicians don't set the agenda. No. I'm sorry. It's just entertainment for ugly people. That's what politicians are. They don't run the place. If you think that Trump would have any, well, first of all, it's a ridiculous thing anyway to say, well, I'm not going to eat an Oreo. Who cares? All the food companies are multinational. The car companies are all moved to Mexico for the most part, or are moving in the process of moving. It's not going to get undone. You cannot.
Yeah, but you can have hope.
It's questionable whether or not we actually benefit from nations with cheaper labor making all our stuff. Think about all the stuff in your house that is made in China or wherever. Yeah. I mean, you have a bunch of nice stuff made from there, and it's cheap because it is made from there. You bring it back to America, we're kind of spoiled, to be honest. I mean, you're gonna try to deny that Americans are spoiled? I mean, compare a ghetto in America to poor people in not even third world nations, but China.
Well, perhaps. You have to realize that community has, the Chinese people really don't look out for each other. And the one thing about white culture is that it's high trust, which means they negate less trusting people that do deceive people, and they kick them out of their culture. And that's where we got here. Like, that's how we got here. It's how we build up these nations. And, well, I mean, there is manipulation, but there's manipulation from every side. But we are at the height right now, so I don't know where we're going. I mean, I was born in this, you know, we all were.
Yeah, and what to even make of the debt in America? I mean, how much do they actually, people who have jobs just creating these, working for the military-industrial complex, how many people actually only earn a living through doing that? And that's part of the hoax tree itself, trying to make other nations think they're always under threat and selling them weapons. A big jumbled mess, man.
Absolutely.
I'm just not sure where it's going to go now. Like, all this race beating, race war shit happening now. I don't know. It just seems like, I guess maybe because we get so much news now through the internet, if you want to get it, you know, that is making people perceive reality through, you know, whatever they get through, you know, their propaganda websites now.
Yeah, wasn't this Virginia shooter a black guy?
He was black and gay, and he actually, there's news that he people that worked with him commented on one certain event that happened at work when someone brought in a watermelon, and he thought that it was he said, quote unquote, strategically placed to, you know, incite racism on him. You know, the guy was supposedly delirious, and I don't even know if he's real though.
Why would he be?
I don't think he's real in any sense of the word. No. We would think of it.
No, he wouldn't. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
He might have existed in some form, but he was probably tied into...
No. These people exist in the imagination of the PSYOP writers. He might have... Yeah, I agree. He could have been a physical person, but now with all the moving CGI we're seeing, there's no reason to have a real person and complicate that person's life. This would be much cheaper just to create a fake person.
That's why I was saying that No Agenda went much further than they have recently to say something's a hoax. When they looked into her background, sorority, the reporter who was shot, yeah, they have ties with the CIA often. And
yeah, they dug in pretty deep though, right? Like in that show, like I thought it gave us a pretty good understanding of who this girl is, and she's fucking, you know, completely in line with, you know, mainline education.
They're reviewing a movie. Guys, you got to remember, they're reviewing a script. All these details are just part of the script. It's really meaningless information. Think about it.
Well, I mean, she is a real
person.
You're
describing...
I'm not saying the name, but it's a real body. It's a real human being, right?
It's a real... Okay, but she's no more real than James Bond. James Bond is a real person, has a real story. In the movie, for us to describe all the background where James Bond went to school, all his contacts, his fraternity, all that stuff, it's part of the story. That's it.
This is like a reverse, right? So where usually someone plays and becomes an actor and they become famous because of a role they played, but in this scenario where it's like a what do you call it, Ab? HDR? Highly... What is
hyper-realistic drill portrayed as real.
Yeah. So this event happened, and so...
It's real reality TV.
So this person
is
unknown.
This is TV portrayed as reality. And yeah, she could be an actress, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's probably not even her face, maybe, right?
Absolutely not. That's right. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So we can commentate that there was an actual human being that was playing that role, but we can't disguise her, you know, because she's hidden.
That's right.
I think John ended the segment by joking about to look out for a woman that looks just like her with black hair. Like she's going to be sheep dipped, no dipped.
I think at that level you get a surgery.
But again, why bother with all that when you have CGI available, so much deeper?
That is if, you know, she is a real person through and through what we see, but, you know, that is highly unlikely. Because these are all tests. I mean, Breivik was a test, and you can see the glitches in it, and they probably fine-combed it. And this twins interview from New Orleans, oh my God, dude. My eyes were just constantly blinking, looking at their sleeves. It was software. It was completely graphically enhanced, and they were just moving one twin up, one twin back. It was so odd.
Same with, they're doing it all the time, though. I think the Mark Kelly character with his twin astronaut, Scott Kelly, I'm pretty sure that's what's going on there, too.
Can you explain how the space station, you know, don't they have a live camera 24/7?
Well, the flyovers, it's just a plane, I'm pretty sure, or a series of planes. high altitude planes with a big spotlight on it.
So they're constantly flying these planes?
Sure. Well, that's believable.
Yeah,
I believe that.
Yeah. I was just wondering because, you know, just trying to figure this out because I know people have already hashed it out a little bit. I just like asking the questions.
Yeah, no problem.
I heard in the Flat Earth podcast they were talking about that, the constant live stream supposedly, and they seem to think there are a lot of anomalies in it, like moon and sunrise suddenly disappearing. So they seem to be thinking it's a guy in some form.
I forget what podcast I was listening to, but the one guy said that he and his wife, I think he was on the round table, I'm not sure, but he said he and his wife are doing a podcast, I think, Tuesday night.
Bill's like a wife, probably, yeah. Jaronism. Yep.
Yeah, they're doing a podcast Tuesday night on the East Coast live stream, and they're all going to watch the ISS and have a good laugh, supposedly. I got to find that. Sounds like fun.
I heard about that, yeah. I haven't been listening to a lot of his podcasts lately, but maybe I'll have to start trying.
He said his wife just got a new microphone, so maybe she won't sound unbearable.
Yeah, I haven't really listened. He sounds like a cool dude, though.
I swear all these people that I've been hearing are really, really cool and down to earth. It's really fascinating. Like, I can't believe that roundtable is so polite as it is. Because usually you think there's like a disinformation agent that's rattling shit, you know? Like the mainstream media usually
does. No, I thought they were pretty good.
Yeah, only the black guy calls trouble.
Mike?
I'm just kidding.
No, he was good. I thought he was great. I like that guy.
He had trouble with Math Borland. Why do they call him Math anyway? Matt? When did it become Math Borland?
I don't know. He's got millions of names. That's part of the confusion, maybe.
That sounds like an ego-driven name.
Oh, what about him?
I don't know what it is.
Wearing the 33 jersey and petting the goats. That's kind of sketchy to me. Being someone who came to this basically through the predictive programming, you know.
I came through it through politics and MK Ultra type of a background. And, you know, you always go through the Freemasons.
Yep. But, I mean, he has to know. He knows. He talks about the Masons. To go around and one of his videos he puts up online wearing an orange 33 jersey and petting a goat with that jersey on.
Is it a specific jersey? Because it could just, you know, there are African Americans that do love sporting their favorite team players' jersey.
Oh no, I'm talking about Matt Borland, NASA channel guy.
Oh. That name doesn't highlight me. I don't know who he is actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's one of the first ones who really, one of the first guys I've seen talking about Flat Earth. He says he used to be a realistic, whatever you call it, painter for NASA.
What?
He used to do some comedy. Yeah, you should watch some of his videos. His early stuff is really entertaining.
How long ago has he been doing this?
I guess would be the first one I saw from him where he was actually doing a stand-up comedy showing people pictures of the Earth and pictures of his paintings and saying that these are paintings, you know, that he was hired by NASA to do paintings. He has an interview with somebody talking about that. It's probably about 2 years ago when he made that, I think.
So from my understanding, so the Flat Earth has really been spinning and rolling 2 years ago, pretty much. It's about 2 years ago, I think, right?
That's the first I probably would have thought about it. Yep.
That's what I hear from the round table people.
Yeah, but it really took off whenever guys who were into hoax busting started to get into it. Then all their followers, you know, started looking at it a little bit, or some of them started saying, you're trying to fuck everything up by talking about Flat Earth.
I mean, I was telling, I usually just talk shit when we're out. I smoke during breaks at work, and there's like an older guy. He's about like easily like 65, 67, and he's a cool laid back dude. And I told him like 2 days ago. I was like, there's people on the internet, man. They're talking about the Flat Earth, you know, and there's a lot of them, man. I mean, I asked him. I was like, have you ever seen the UN flag? And I told him, like, look at the UN flag. It is the flat Earth map. Why would the UN use a map that looks nothing like a globe map? And
what did he say?
Well, he didn't actually say anything because he's very old and he's really not thinking out of the box, but he does know about, you know, manipulation of people being deceivous in politics,
deceivers,
in finance. So he is skeptical, but I brought it up to him, but I don't think he's going to search it. But, I mean,
no,
it was good.
Buddy. At that age, who cares? Hey, yeah. On one of the baller round table, on the last one, the black dude brought up a YouTube. I think it was Lionel the Liar has a YouTube where guy goes into a mall with a sign looking for information on what people think of the flat Earth. Was anyone able to find that YouTube? I couldn't find Lionel the Liar on YouTube. Maybe you guys, if you're on your computer, you could search it up.
Is it Lionel?
I think he said Lionel the Liar. It was in the Baller Skeptic number 12. If anyone's listening to this podcast later and can find it, shoot me a message at chat.fakeologist.com. I like Man on the Street videos that are real, where they go out and talk to people.
Yeah, his name is Stars or Souls. So we can probably stop calling the black guy. I was just joking about the black guy calls it wrong.
His name's Mike, though. I know that.
Yeah, Mike, Stars Are Souls. He went to the beach, didn't he? And did interviews himself?
A little bit. They weren't the best, but they were pretty good. No. He was talking to some cute girls.
I know. The audio was horrible because of the wind. But yeah, I like that. I like that kind of stuff. Now, you can't get much from that. Because most of the people out there are not very smart, so you're not going to get much information, right?
But I think there's so many videos that, like, the videos that he's doing there, they're pretty good because people will just be in a loop, and it's kind of like a natural environment. And the way he talks, I think it puts people more at ease, and I think it gives an example of how to interact with people instead of, you know, getting mad and yelling at people to make them believe what you believe, you know?
Well, yeah, because that's just preaching, right? No one likes a preacher.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I searched for a few different Lionel the Liar, On the Street, etc. type of searches on YouTube. Not finding any. Yeah, I was wondering about that. They named a lot of names, too, I would like to check out during that talk. I just listened to it today, actually. Big
I wish they would put links. You got to put links so people can follow up, because I can't write down this stuff while I'm listening. I'm usually busy, but if they put a link, I'd start clicking later if I could remember, right? But if they don't put any links, those are gone forever in my mind.
That's why show notes are pretty important. I think that would be a good thing for any show, you know, just to have someone go through and, or even just have a time-by-time topic list, because it's really hard to figure out where the time was that they said a certain, you know, important fact want to grab.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Well, someone has to do it, and there's only so many hours in the day, so.
Hey, let me tell you what showed up on this front page when I searched for Lionel the Liar. Dave Johnson backup Dave J. Do you know this guy?
No.
The video is
Dave J in the backup? Yeah. The
video is Jimi Hendrix. He's saying Jimi Hendrix is Lionel Richie. No one died, period. Man, I used to like this guy a lot.
I know. I know what you're saying. It's such a joke. And I wish Jungle would stop saying every guy is a girl. Is he just doing this to screw everything up? Because he has a lot of good stuff to say.
It's really those two guys. They used to back up each other a lot. And then they totally flipped and started doing this stupid shit like Dallas Goldberg.
Transgender.
They might just be in a hole.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They're probably just down a rabbit hole, you know? People get invested and they think, maybe, you think they're getting something out of it?
I tell you, Beyonce is a guy. She's one damn hot-looking guy.
It's too hard to believe the stuff he's coming up with, at least. Jungle Surfer, he's always kind of confused me with his tie-ins to...
I know. It seems like sometimes they're just throwing shit at the wall to see what sticks. Which really is annoying. Because I think there's a lot of interesting things about just some of the bloodline names and the colors. And I don't have much... I don't really think a lot about that, but I think it's interesting if any of it is true. The names and how people, families got their names and...
Yeah, those guys were two of my favorite YouTubers back when I first got into this, probably like 2 or 3 years ago, and now they flip to some stupid shit. I don't get it. I don't think they're fooled by it. I don't understand why they're doing it, but...
Well, if they're just doing it to turn us off real information that they might be putting out, that would be a real pain, real pity, too.
Hey, Jimi Hendrix is Lionel Richie, though. That's a pretty good one. Forward that to Dallas Goldbug. That's good.
That makes Dallas Goldbug look smart. It's really scary.
Oh, I think he said Donald Trump is Joe Biden or something like that. Awesome.
Yeah, right. And the Easter Bunny is Santa Claus. Same thing.
Yep.
Hey, Ab, when Del Rocks, or I forget what his name exactly was, but Del... Was he the man? He's the man behind Mammies?
No, he's just a contributor. That's a collaborative blog where 4 or 5 guys just post up stuff. He's one of them. That's all it is. It's a group blog.
Cool. I just want to thank him next time I see him. I love the website.
And I'll be back. I'll be back in a second.
All right.
Yeah.
I just want to say...
he's one of the contributors, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good talk, what I was listening to. It was great.
He's a great guy. I like him. Lots of great people on this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, everyone here has been pretty nice.
Yeah, I like most of the people. Even the ones I disagree with are kind of funny to hang out with a bit.
I posted a link for a really good podcast about the markets, and they seem pretty real just on how they work, and I thought it was fascinating. The Real World of Money with Andrew Gauz.
Okay.
I put it in the live stream chat right there, but I listened to it. Okay. I've never listened to him before, and it was really good.
How'd you find it?
It was on Mammies.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen it on
Mammies
before.
Money is just another belief system. You got to believe in it to participate, and everyone does. It's a great way to exchange goods, money.
Yeah, perception is reality, and... these guys that are talking on it, he pretty much puts a blueprint on what's probably going to happen and how to make a good amount of money if you have, you know, a fairly good amount of money to put in the system. I don't know. He's not even telling you to do it, but he's just saying that if history is repeating itself, it seems like the United States is like in the 70s. So... buy bonds soon when there's going to be high interest rates. I don't know. It looked pretty good.
Hey,
everyone has the system. You know how they make money? They don't make money on the system. They make money selling their systems. I learned this when someone tried to drag me into Amway, so I did some research.
Amway?
Have you ever heard of Amway?
Yeah, they're terrible. It's a fucking Ponzi scheme. Yeah.
Well, it's a pyramid scheme, but their comeback is all businesses are pyramids, which is slightly true. But when I researched it myself, because I had a guy try and get me into it, I found out that allegedly the highest paid guy in Amway was the guy that sold the tapes and the books. Get you motivated. He wasn't the one selling the most soap, and he was one of the early guys in the pyramid. So of course, if you're in at the beginning, you're going to make money, because if you're making a piece of everyone, well, it's easy to see how you would make money.
But around what year was this?
He made his bread and butter. Well, Amway's been going, I think, since the 70s.
Oh yeah,
it gets rejuvenated every few years. If you've never been to one of their sales pitch meetings, they're high energy. They're like religious gatherings. They're very well done. I guarantee the same people that engineer some of the gospel churches work, tell people how to create an Amway meeting, because it's the exact same idea. You walk out on a high, then reality hits, which is the cold, dark reality, which is pretty bleak, of just everyday selling. It's not easy.
Yeah, you got to keep them motivated. Have you ever heard of Cutco Knives?
No. Sounds like a good name for a knife company, though.
It's the same thing. You go door to door, and it's all a pyramid scheme. And you move up, and you get people to sell for you, and then by that point, you move up again when other people can, you know, sell to other people.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, but this Cutco Knives, it's a local thing around here.
Well, multi-level marketing. It's just another business model, and I guess it works for a little bit to an extent, but the basic idea is you have to get people to overpay for stuff, and that money is just redistributed across a big tree. That's
it. I hate marketers. You know, I've listened to Bill Hicks when I was really young and, like, growing and maturing, and his marketing rant was so great that I can't even, one of the hottest girls in high school, I saw her like 8 years later, and I was at a bar fairly drunk, and she shows up, and she was like, oh, hey, like, she actually noticed me, she remembered me, and I was like, I've never really talked to this girl, and I was like, oh, what are you doing? And she's like, marketing, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, you know, community college, just working, but marketing, ugh. And I think it was just, like, so natural just to show my disgust of what she's learning.
What was he, well,
she's learning how to, learning how to sell you crap that you don't really need and that's overpriced, or whatever the line is about selling.
Was Bill Hicks Alex Jones then?
I think Alex Jones is trying to hop on the Bill Hicks bandwagon.
Yeah, I don't think they're the same guy at all.
How true do you think Jimi Hendrix is Little Richard? I've never heard of that.
Lionel Richie is actually what he's saying.
Lionel Richie.
I don't believe it at all. But looking back, it makes me think of some of his videos about a satellite following the moon. In any of these videos like that?
No.
No.
Like there's a satellite that's totally in line with the moon, filmed through days and days. Like these guys who were questioning the shape of the Earth, some of the concave earthers, I believe. Some stuff, 52, one of the YouTubers that filmed the moon, and there's this little blinking, whatever you want to call it, that follows the exact path of the moon all the way through its phases. Pretty crazy. I watched this stuff a long time ago, but there got some stuff. He has a lot of stuff questioning the rockets going into space also. I don't know if y'all had ever seen that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's where I'm not. I mean, I used to believe in satellites maybe 2 weeks ago, and now
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I'm not even kidding you, man. And I'm pretty good at you know, disassociating myself from my normal thinking, because, you know, satellites, it sounds so grand. And yet they're talking about how space is being so cluttered with debris. And if they're in space, they're moving hundreds of miles an hour. And if you get hit by that, you know, if you're in this International Space Station, you're going to be just like in Gravity, the whole propaganda where all the debris from a broken satellite, you know, comes in and crashes into the ISS. And then this bitch that doesn't even want to be in space flies back into Earth, like, with no protection. It's oh my goodness.
Yeah, it does sound ridiculous.
Like, have you seen Gravity?
No.
Oh my goodness, you should just watch it, because it's utter propaganda. It's like if NASA had enough time and star power.
I think Ab went and saw that in the theaters.
I saw an IMAX. I mean,
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock looks CGI in that.
Oh, it's sort of. Yeah. I mean, but the whole thing is utterly touched. It's all touched up. I mean, just imagine these actors are wearing harnesses in to act like zero G, and yet they can manipulate it so much that it looks like they're floating with no harness, with a completely different background. Like, that is. That gets you questioning things quick.
ISS is hilarious to me. Like the films that they shoot with the guys bouncing around and stuff and leaning a little bit. So funny to watch them. Incredible, yeah. To think, why the hell do they go through all this effort to fuck with our minds like that? Hard to imagine.
Yeah, it's another level. I mean, I don't know, maybe they were just acting on, you know, a velocity because, you know, World War II ended and, you know, that was a big hurrah. So they had to have something.
Yeah. I saw Gravity. I did a movie review on that, actually. If you do a search on my blog, fakeologist.com, you'll find a review on that.
Where the hell are you? In a firehouse, Ab?
A truck backing up?
No, I'm outside of this truck backing up beside me.
I got it right.
I love how Ab is always just somewhere.
He really works in a factory unloading boxes.
That's pretty much it. You got me.
You know, I have to tell you guys.
I'm on the dock, man. I'm on the dock working like a slave.
You know, I work in a warehouse with a dock, and the next warehouse next to us, all they do is throw out. Have you guys ever heard of Total Gyms? It's the guy that promotes it is Chuck Norris.
Yep.
Okay, tell me about that. What is it? With a gym? Total gym?
Yeah,
like a chair with a bunch of bands.
Yeah, it's pretty much, Ab, to explain it for everybody else. It's pretty much like a row. It's got like a row seat on it, and it's got pulleys, and you like pull your own weight, and you can move.
Pulleys. There you go.
You can pull. You can like move the leverage up, so it's a little bit more intense. And I work next to a place that gets these shipments of defective Total Gym appliances, and they just throw them out. That's all they do. I am not even kidding you. It is the most fascinating thing. Week after week, day after day, they are just throwing boxes upon boxes of these Total Gyms away.
Well, explain that to me. Where are they coming from? Are they defective returns or what?
From my understanding, they're defective returns. I tried to not talk to any of the people there. It's like this one guy comes out with a forklift like every other day and just unloads like maybe 40 Total Gyms in the dumpster.
Well, let's get into that. How many home gyms or fitness appliances, let's call them, how many do you think are used on a regular basis? What percentage?
0.05.
Yeah, 0.05. I would say 0.05. And what do you think the graph looks like? So you'll get it for Christmas or New Year's. So what's the graph look like for usage? The first week, the second week, the third week, the fourth week. It has to be an exponential drop off, right?
I would probably say like maybe 80% staying like 4 out of 5 days, I guess. And then just dropping off at to like 60 the next week to like 30 the next week and like 10 one day the fourth week.
And how long till it starts just not used at all? I say it's within a month.
Yeah, completely.
All these. It doesn't, and I would say it probably doesn't even matter how much the thing costs. If it's 10,000, it still drops right off the map, and it's probably the exact same graph, no matter how much it costs.
It's really not too expensive, but it's probably maybe $200, $300.
Oh, okay. So that's almost low enough to make it a no decision purchase, right? A no thought purchase.
Yeah, yeah. And it would be like a big gift for like a life-changing event for somebody. And you know that people, when they're faced with life-changing, very strenuous physical obstacles, they usually adhere to the lazy side.
Well, water, people, humans are like water. They just find the easiest pathway and follow it.
Wow, I've never heard that. That's amazing. Yeah.
Water always finds the easiest pathway to get to the drain. Humans are exactly the same way. If there's an easy way to do something, they're in. They find it. They always find it. Always a trick to everything, no matter what we're talking about.
Yeah, I do getting... that same. I do that same basic job, but it's with a mouse on a computer.
Yeah, of course. I always look for shortcuts, keyboard shortcuts, even anything. Automate, do whatever I can to make my job go more smoothly.
My job's monotonous as hell, man, every day. Well, sometimes things change, but the past few years,
yeah, but
the same old shit.
Getting back to fitness, though, I think the best thing you can do, if you can make the time, is just go for a walk for 20 minutes every day. It doesn't cost anything. You don't have to buy anything. Just moving. Just moving as many of your muscles as you can.
Even stretching and doing just body weight exercises.
You don't have to do anything. You don't have to join a gym. Although isometric. Have you ever heard of isometric?
Yep, I do that at the computer, man. I have to or I would fucking stress out.
You are really lagging there, Ab.
Ab's definitely in the warehouse.
Lagging?
Yeah, you are.
I think you're good now.
You might be good.
Okay. Yeah, I was using WhatsApp today. You guys know what that is? You know WhatsApp?
Yeah, isn't that just like an isolated SMS application?
Yeah, but it has voice. You can use it to make calls.
Does it have to be to WhatsApp people, or can you do a WhatsApp to a phone?
No, it's WhatsApp to WhatsApp. But I was using it because sometimes it works better than the normal cellular network if you're on a good connection. So I was using that. Today there was a 3-second lag. It was hilarious. I was trying to talk to somebody. It was really hilarious because I was 3 seconds behind them, or I couldn't figure out who was behind who. That big trouble was really kind of funny.
Yeah, but yeah. It's 69. They had it perfect, right? All the way to the moon.
Yeah, exactly. This is 2015, and look at we're on the ground, and look at the lags we have. And can you imagine trying to do any of that in 1969? Because what technology did they really have?
Oh, it's really. It's so ludicrous. I don't know how anyone believes it, really.
You know, I was told my uncle helped NASA reach the moon, and I never found out exactly what he did, but he was really good with mathematics, and he was an angry old guy. He didn't talk to anybody. All he did was smoke cigarettes out back and just looked angry. I think he knew. I think he died with a heart attack because he knew that the world isn't what we're told. And that's a true story.
Well, he might have known, but he might not have had anyone to bounce the idea off.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people would know. A lot would know, but you can't. I bet you they wouldn't even talk to the guy beside them. They wouldn't want to be seen as a betrayer or a rat or any of those fraternal bad things that you can be. Or we call it outspoken. He wouldn't want to be outspoken.
Have you left any of his library? Like the Albert Pike collection, maybe?
Too bad he didn't keep a diary. Wouldn't it be great if some of these Masons kept a diary and you got a hold of it?
Oh, I bet they did, but we're not going to get a hold of it.
No, but just a personal diary. Wouldn't it be neat if your grandfather just gave you a diary? If nothing else, he didn't give you any money. He just gave you a diary saying, "Dear diary, I'm pretty sure we didn't go to the moon, and I'm really sick about it, and I have no one to tell." And I think that would be great.
Yeah, but my granddad's diary would have been like, "I regretted trading that mule for this 3 acres of land."
That was the best damn mule I ever had. He'd pull all his weight, and God, he was good in a pinch, and Grandma wouldn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
Grandma wouldn't help out.
I wish I knew my grandparents, you know. I only knew one of them. They all died, most of them, before I was even born.
Jeez, that's not good. They must have died in their 50s.
My one grandfather on my father's side died in like 1960, and he was old as well when he had my father. And then my other grandfather died in like late 80s. He was like a Navy guy.
Yeah, but you're not giving us any perspective. How old were they? It doesn't matter what year they were born.
Yeah. probably like 75, and the other one was probably like 64.
Okay, well, 75 would be close to an average age. That's not, 64 would be young.
I only knew one side of my grandparents. The other ones died pretty young, I think. My dad's side of the family was rowdy as hell. He had a bunch of half-brothers that died of alcoholism, basically. About four of them.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yep. Ain't much to do, though.
Thank God we have our research. We don't have to drink.
I research and drink.
All right.
Well, that's my... I'm in a dark hole. Not Rollo's dark hole, but in my own dark hole.
Uh-oh. I'll say that.
Deryllium, have you ever heard of Mountain Dew Math? Or Mountain Dew Mouth?
Said Mountain Dew Math, then Mountain Dew Mouth.
Mountain Dew Mouth. My apologies.
That's Kentucky. I saw that. That was in the movie called That Sugar Movie. You guys should go watch that. That Sugar Movie. That's what it's called.
That Sugar Movie?
Mountain Dew Mouth. These kids are just drinking so much Mountain Dew, they become addicted to it, and their teeth start rotting. Oh, it's terrible.
You see that sequence in That Sugar Movie? I wonder if they put the clip on YouTube.
Maybe.
No, I'm asking, where did you hear the story? Because I think the story's been in many places, including the movie.
I heard it on a radio show, but I haven't seen it. I don't really want to, but I'm looking it up on YouTube at the moment.
Yeah, well, in the movie, because you probably won't watch the movie, there's a dentist that drives around in a mobile in Kentucky, and he does subsidized or free dental work, and he runs into a young guy, 17 or 18-year-old, with Mountain Dew mouth, and he gives the guy the bad news. He said, "I have to pull every one of your teeth." It was pretty sad.
Oh, I'm looking at this guy's Mountain Dew mouth.
It's pretty sad. Can you imagine losing all your teeth at 18? And dentures are not comfortable at all.
I see a lot of older people on TV now, like brand new pearly whites. I don't know if those are dentures. What do they call it when they get them redone? Basically, rub it down.
Don't they bleach them? Or UV rays.
Different things. There's a million ways to supplement teeth. There's lots of things you can do. There's no one thing. You can get implants. You can get veneers. You can bleach them every couple months.
Veneers is what I was thinking of.
Yeah. But
that's when they chisel down your real tooth and they put a cap over it, right?
Yeah,
there's capping, there's bridges. A lot of rich dentists. It's a lot of work.
I
couldn't be a dentist.
I hear dentists have a high percentage of suicide.
I've heard that, too. I wonder if it's true. Because I've heard it so often, I'm wondering if it's really true.
True.
When I go to my dentist, I'm going to ask her if she's thinking of killing herself.
Right. Do it before she operates on your mouth.
Yeah. You need to look into how they actually kill themselves. Look into how they actually kill themselves. They have, easy access to, laughing gas, overdose.
Drill. Just keep drilling, right? Keep drilling into that upper molar until you do damage.
Have you guys ever had, a serious toothache? That shit will make you want to kill yourself.
No. I think the pain that men would kill themselves over, though, would be kidney stones. I heard that's the worst.
Oh, yeah. Never had that one. I've had a serious toothache before. Yeah, I've heard kidney stones are really bad, passing a baby through your urethra whatever.
Oh, they're passed out bad. You'll pass out from the pain.
I think I had a really bad toothache one time from the old metal, whatever the hell it was, cavities they used to feel when you're younger. Put a metal up in your mouth, that thing comes out, bang.
Alright guys, I'm going to open up my mic and try to change it up from push to talk. Make it a little easier on myself.
Alright.
Change it to silent talk. Silent.
Are you breaking up, Geo, or Deryllium? I feel like you're busting up.
Geo is X'd out. Geo is back. Geo has me in the background.
Can you hear yourself now?
Not Geo free, I am not Geo. Hey, buddy.
I think Deryllium is cutting out all the time.
I'm cutting out. I don't think I'm cutting out.
No, you're okay. Deryllium one.
Am I cutting out now? Now? Now?
Yeah,
now?
Okay.
That warehouse you're in, Ab.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not in a warehouse.
In a whorehouse?
In a whorehouse.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I had to go for the joke.
So anything, you guys have any groundbreaking research you've done or stumbled upon this week?
None that I can point to. I'm just rediscovering other people's. I just watched Mark Sargent's flat earth clues.
Did you watch this false thing with the real eyes? That's his latest installment.
Number 12?
Yeah, did you watch that?
Yeah, that was the last one, but I watched all of them through, and it was a lot.
Do you think he's trying to stay in number 12? I'm kind of lost. Is he trying to say that our eyeballs are tricking us and we don't even see what we're seeing?
Possibly. I mean, our eyes and our mind can manipulate, so. I mean, it can trick us no matter what. Like with that dinosaur cutout he had, that was crazy.
Yeah.
And I've seen those before, and it's just like,
how
do our eyes perceive things? So.
Yeah, I couldn't see the old man when you looked at the dots. I never can get that to work, and I couldn't see any color either, so I didn't know what the hell. Those are just optical illusions, but for some reason, half of them don't work on me, no matter how hard I try.
Maybe that's a good sign.
I find the shape of the earth discussion to be really difficult. Like, can we really prove this way or that way? We can say NASA is showing us bullshit, but where's it going to end up? I don't know. I guess we have something to look forward to in this case.
Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson, the spokesperson for NASA fakery, has said that the Earth is now pear-shaped. So that goes against everything we've seen of the pictures of the Earth that are perfectly round.
Exactly.
Yeah,
how does he explain that?
They can explain that away by saying he's saying it's slightly oblique, pear-shaped. He didn't really mean that you could notice it from a long distance away. It's not perfectly round, but that's how they explain it away.
Yeah, because their, expertise doesn't let them to be questioned.
Is that guy not such an obvious batshit shield, though? Heal the grass? I mean, he just screams. I don't know. I can't stand that guy. It seems so fake, man.
His whole story with Carl Sagan coming to his hometown to, tell him to, you gotta come to Stanford. You gotta come under my wing. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, the funny
you guys
thing
spend
is,
way more time listening to them than I do then. I have never heard any of this.
Oh, I've been blue-pilled. I watched the Cosmos series that he did.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You lose weight? Did you lose weight while watching it?
I didn't really, I was just trying to look for new things that they discovered, but they really didn't do anything new. It was complete, it's recycling with new, pretty pictures. That's all it fucking was.
What do you think of my, NASA theory that I sort of leaned, I developed with the help of Unreal, because Unreal says everything they tell you, it's the inverse. So NASA is out there just promoting imagination and you can do anything, and they spend most of their time not talking about space, but then they give you all these space stories. But my theory is that they steal imagination from children. by telling them what space is, and therefore they cannot wonder and stare at the moon and the sun and try and figure out what the hell is going on up there. So they do the exact opposite of what they preach. They preach imagination, and you can be an astronaut if you really work hard and study all this programming at school. But in reality, it's the absolute opposite, which is the result of, if you listen to NASA, what happens.
These are the druids. These are not the druids you were looking for.
What do you think of that theory?
Stealing imagination, that's a good point.
Because then instead of focusing your imagination on real possibilities that your environment provides, they actually tell people that, you know, there is space and you could help develop a little piece of a rocket engine that goes up and, you know, repairs the space station. Yeah, it's. And I don't know what those people do, just crunching numbers. I think a lot of people that actually do jobs, most of the people, they don't really work that much. Because I've worked with a bunch of people, and a lot of them are very lazy and can't focus. So from my understanding, my perception, I think a lot of people just barely do their job, and that their job is is easy as shit. And yet they have to overcompose.
Let's question the whole story about all those people. How many people are actually working on anything space related? They just say there's a lot of people. Now, Boeing is a real company, and they really do develop airplanes, and they're really working on planes. We see planes. They exist. You can be on one. They fly there. So how many people are really, say, in all these aeronautic companies just working on space stuff? There might not be that many at all. And maybe they only get to do space part-time. The rest of the time they're just trying to make a new wing or something. I just don't believe the illusion at all. I don't think there's all these people. The whole point, an illusion. There's probably not 5,000 people working at NASA. Who's counting them?
When will Americans actually question what the ISS crew has done for them, period? I maintain it. Let it fall out of the fucking sky or whatever they claim it's in, let it fall out of orbit. They're not accomplishing anything.
You're breaking
anything.
Up, Beryllium, on me.
Yeah.
Is he breaking up, Gio?
Yeah. This is the first time I've heard him breaking up.
Well, it's like he's trying like Ab. Go ahead, talk, guys.
Yeah.
No,
I'm thinking.
Go ahead.
I think there are a fair amount of people working for the space agency, but and just the space complex. Like now, you realize that there are NASA's dying in the United States, that there is going to be no governmental NASA now, and NASA is now helping these private space companies in America. And these space companies are pretty much just black holes for people to throw money at in the hopes that their childhood dreams of space come true, which isn't a reality. And it won't happen. So right now they are putting it into the open market. And I think a lot of people are working on it, but they're only working on small aspects of it, where it's all compartmentalized, where people are just not, they don't know everything, they don't know the overall picture, and they are just sold like the AMCO pyramid scheme people that try to get you amped up.
Yeah. Well, the only advantage of giving it to private industry is they can be even less accountable.
Exactly. So one company falters, it gets bought out. That technology gets transferred in the hopes that they're going to reach the Earth and space, but you know they don't realize that they've never been to space.
Yeah, it's sad, but somehow I think even if they really spent the money to get to space, I don't think we would have been able to figure out how to get up there anyway. Even if we blew all that money for real, I just don't think they would have been able to, even today, get up there. I think there's just too many physical problems.
Well, Ab, I mean, after World War II, have you ever seen the animated, I think it's a YouTube video as well, about the atmospheric nuclear test from the United States and Russia? And Great Britain and somewhat France, that they tested all these nukes in the upper stratosphere.
Well, I might have. Tell me about it.
Well, during nuclear tests, you know, there were thousands of nuclear bombs that were completely tested on Earth and the stratosphere. And I think, possibly, they were, I'm not going to say nuclear bombs are real, but they were testing some sort of crazy energized weapon in the stratosphere, because, I mean, that's all they did. They tested and tested, and I think they were just hitting something. I don't know.
There, you don't think that the films were just animation?
No. These were just, most of them, they weren't filmed because they were shot off into the outermost stratosphere and exploded. I think some of it was because they knew that they were hitting a limit in altitude and weren't able to reach full, reach into space of what they think they call space.
Okay.
But that's just a theory.
So what's your conclusion?
There may be a ceiling. There may be, you know, an actual, I don't know what kind of barrier, but some sort of barrier that is causing these nuclear explosions to be set off and to, you know, not be able to go into space.
Let me tell you the theory of the concave earthers. Am I ready for that? Am I breaking up?
You're breaking up a little bit.
Go on.
Go on.
The fiberglass on the front of the gliding whale Challenger, that's in order to break through the glass ceiling and go into actual space. How about that? Has anyone ever watched Lord Stephen Cry's videos?
No, I don't think I can watch them.
No, I mean, that guy is smart, but I mean, he can tell you a lot about space and various whatever meteorites or whatever the components of those that come down. But yeah, they said that the fiberglass on the front of the space shuttle may be in order to get them out of a certain barrier and into space, actually. But I don't believe they go there, right? None of us do, apparently.
I haven't seen any real footage, I believe, of, you know, space.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't think so either.
Just look at all the images you see, for the most part, that are worth looking at, they're all composites. They're from quote-unquote ribbons, whatever the fuck that means.
Well, it's just a narrow band of imagery that they stitch together. They stitch together and interlace, and that's about it. That's what they say. That's their excuse.
Yeah, but this applies to the idea that we don't believe they go to space, but if there is a dome, they can break through it somehow and go beyond that dome. But I don't know which. That's what the flat earthers talk about a lot, whether there's a dome or some infinite plane or whatever the other theory is. Yeah, but I don't believe that gliding whale thing goes anywhere, really.
You guys have heard of, I think his name's Richard Byrd. I think that's his name. He was like an American explorer.
Admiral Byrd.
Admiral Byrd, yeah. And that guy, he was on a show saying that there's even bigger land than the United States that is untouched beyond the Antarctic. And it's like, what? This dude is well-respected. Is this guy just going crazy at an old age?
I started looking for that to see if I could find it. It's kind of like unverified quotes by him or whatever. I look into it more and see if you can really find that he really said any of that stuff. I'm not sure about it.
I've never heard of him.
I hear people talking about it a lot, but I haven't been able to really verify it through any other sources other than here in audio. Admiral Byrd quotes, it should seem easy to find if he said something that groundbreaking, you know? But I can't find anything.
Well, what he said about the flat plains was after his retirement, so it would not have been archived, you know, during his service to the Navy, but it was during a TV show in the 50s, I believe, that, you know, who the fuck knows what the 50s TV shows were? No one's going back and looking at that. It was some obscure show. I forget, the name was even commented on as being very obscured in Flat Earth Clues.
Well, it was a talk show that was, and all the shows were sponsored up front by different companies. That was Longines. That's still a company that's out there today that makes watches. So it was just, I think it's a French name, but that's not really neither here nor there when it comes to the story. I'm just suspicious of the story because he's a military guy and can't really question him. And it just sounds like a story. If it's really that cold that far down there, I think there's a lot you cannot do when it's that cold. I like the story about how allegedly they drilled down 8,000 feet in Antarctica to look for quarks and quarks or photons or quasars or whatever the hell it was. And I'd like to know what kind of equipment works in that kind of cold, because hydraulics don't work when it's really cold. And I don't know. I'd like to know what equipment does work in extreme cold, because I'd like to see it actually in action. Because when it's really cold, a lot of stuff doesn't work.
Yeah, and I'd just like to see the original context of when he actually said that, if anybody can show me that.
Sounds like a good story. But here we go again. It's just another story from a military guy. And is he really giving us any secrets? I doubt it.
Hey, but what about all the stories about Nazis in Antarctica?
That's a good one.
Just more nonsense stories.
More nonsense stories. They said that the Nazis believed in Hollow Earth, maybe, had bases in Antarctica. That all set up also.
More nonsense.
Hard to know. I mean, I think the Nazis did travel to at least Tibet and so what to look for the original Aryan race or whatever. But I never looked too deeply into whether or not they went to the poles to try to validate their theories. But there's probably a lot of books on it.
I mean, I'll believe they went to Argentina. I don't know about Antarctica, but I don't know, man.
I think they went to like Tibet to look for the origins of the Aryan race, but they were also supposedly exploring Antarctica and thinking that the Earth was hollow at some point. Who the hell knows?
I think they attach Nazis to any crazy idea just to make them look bad. But if you think about, if you put yourself in Germany, this is what I always think about. It's sort of a point that's always lost. There was really only two ways to go in post-World War I Germany. Either going to be a commie or a Nazi. And I think most people would choose not to ally themselves with a Russian ideal, which was communism. So I think it would be a pretty easy choice back in the day if you were only given two choices, right? You certainly didn't want to be a commie. So
they were
what else would you be? Would you be for Germany? Yeah. Would you be for Germany, or would you want to ally yourself with the communist nonsense in Russia? That was it. I think it was easy not to be a commie or nothing at all.
And in the Weimar Republic, that was overrun by communist Jewish leaders. So they knew firsthand, and they were in an economic depression at the time. So, I mean, yeah, you're right. And I've heard fascism is a result. It's a result in front of communism. It was a result of communism. That is what fascism, national socialism, that is how it grew naturally.
We're talking about Trump now?
Fuck yeah. Hail Israel.
Hail Trump.
Well, anyway.
But, I mean, you look into something so much, everything gets derailed. You don't even know the actual truth of something. Really dig down into it.
Yeah, especially the farther back you go in history. It gets blurrier and blurrier. It's like a boat on the horizon. You can't even see it anymore.
How about the idea that all that ancient history or a good portion of it is kind of fabricated to a certain extent, up to a certain age?
They weren't writing anything down. The only way they passed on history is they created tales and stories. And we all know how stories get twisted over time. So nobody is writing any of this stuff down. So everything is just a big guess.
That's painful.
And you also have to put a note on if the destruction of the Library of Alexandria was real. And if it was real, that hosted all the ancient writings. That was the main library of knowledge of the ancient world. And that got destroyed. So now, you know, no one knows.
That's hard to think about. Ab, didn't you interview a guy named Re-Revisionist? Or at least that's the handle he goes by? Re-Revisionist.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you ever checked out his YouTube channel?
Oh sure, not recently. Is there anything new?
Oh, I'm not sure, but I watched one of his videos about Jewish control of the media, and man, does he have a lot of names in that. But I've been one who was kind of leaning towards saying Jesuits are involved in this stuff to a great degree, kind of shrugging off the Jewish stuff. But I watched that. So many CEOs and stuff. There's a ton of them. But listen to this.
There's just as many Jesuits. Go listen to Eric John Phelps, and you get the other side of the coin. So,
yeah, but listen to these main.
Was that Eric John Benson?
Phelps.
Eric John Phelps. Johnny Cerruti has just interviewed Eric John Phelps, and they seem very similar. And I haven't finished the podcast, but go look that one up. Johnny Cerruti interviews Eric John Phelps.
Is that Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S?
Did he post that yet?
He wrote a book called Vatican Assassins. So really, there's just as many or more Jesuits / Masons as there are Jews. So I wouldn't.
Yeah, but I was going to tell you that the main people we see on TV, here are the main people who speak to the Republicans and Democrats. Chris Matthews, Rachel Maddow, Megyn Kelly.
Yeah. And if I was wanted to put up a...
They're fronts.
They're Catholic.
Of course they're fronts.
I mean, that is the first thing you see. They're supposed to be cuddly bears.
Yeah,
the oldest trick in the book. Oldest trick in the book. You just put whoever you want to blame out front and get away with murder.
Well, I thought that was supposed to be the Jews that they put out front.
Put them too.
They're there.
They do that too.
But the Jews are actually the CEOs of the big companies. The Megyn Kelly, Chris Matthews, Bill O'Reilly, they all have Catholic upbringings.
They're all good guys.
I think they're all in kind of together to a certain extent. They're not actually what their religion represents them to be. They have this background in, we know more than you, Kabbalism, ancient Gnosticism. They have ties in that type of way.
They're playing
not
games.
Really about the, yeah, it's not really about the religion that the public knows them by.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I got to step out, so have a good night, eh?
All right, take care.
All right,
I'm out. All right, take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, all these TV heads, can't trust them because they're just playing the popularity contest, and all they want to do is sell ads because, you know, for some reason, they make money off people viewing it more so than not.
Absolutely.
And it's all about propagating an idea or ideas, as in ideas of, you know, consumerism, you buy our product, or you're watching a program, which TV shows used to be called programs, because it's programming you with ideas, and the ideas are sold to formulate a cohesive environment to consume these products.
Yeah, and I think John on No Agenda was talking about how almost all of them are funded by pharmaceutical companies for the most part. They get a few other things thrown in, but it's mostly pharmaceuticals. That's kind of fucked up.
And I mean, if you just look at these pharmaceutical ads, it's always some weird Twilight feel-good family story, or, you know, it's usually white people fucking ads.
Of course it is. But when I take my ethics training at work, it's all dark people.
You need to learn about the other side, son.
Yep. Better learn about this. Better not make any jokes. As if they aren't making jokes about you also.
All you gotta do is say, hey, Jewish transatlantic slave trade. Google it. Or just...
As soon as I said Jewish, I'm fired.
All right, then say Muslim slave trade of
Africans.
There you go,
that'll work.
Yeah, everyone hates Muslims.
Muslim slave trade. Bastards.
I'll be right back. Roll a cigarette.
Roll a cigarette. Roll one up for me, brother.
Actually, I don't roll them. I have a machine. And I buy tubes with filters, and then I buy Lucky tobacco. And it's so far cheaper than, smoking Marlboros or any other standard dream cigarettes. They're a lot better. It's like 10 cents a cig, so I'm cool.
And it's a lot cheaper than smoking legal marijuana in Colorado?
I hear Colorado... It's still I think it's like 300, 250 an ounce. And in illegal areas, it's around 4 to 450.
Oh, you talking about weed now?
Well, yeah. I thought that's what we were talking about because you're saying that it's cheaper than, Colorado. I was going to say that. But yeah, marijuana. It's the price difference isn't really that big in illegal areas. It's just that you get a more variety. Like, you can choose edibles at snap of a hat.
Yeah, I'm actually against legalization.
In North Carolina?
Anywhere, because that means you're going to make a ton of rules to pile on top of it and tax it.
Yeah, the money's there.
I mean, I think they should decriminalize it, not legalize it. Legalizing means making it part of the legal system.
But you have to pay back your community to decriminalize it. It's, you don't know where you're getting that product from, and yet if you're still producing it and get caught by authorities, you are still under the legislation that it is illegal. Because they're just turning a blind eye, but they're going to still prosecute. It's only for users, pretty much.
I mean, in a perfect world, I would say make it legal to own. Legal to sell. Don't make any regulations about it. Make it perfectly free. That's what I would say about it.
Yeah, but you have to admit that the strides that have happened in the United States about legalization, or even just the thoughts on marijuana, have changed so drastically. I mean, 96, California was the first state to have medical marijuana, and now, what was it, 2012, just a few years ago. And it's going to be taxed, and there are going to be some states that are going to let it be a more liberal policy, but there's also going to be states, like here in Pennsylvania, there's blue laws where, only state-authorized stores can sell wines and spirits, and very limited places sell beer. You can't buy beer in local gas stations around here, and on Sundays they're all closed, so alcohol is still controlled very highly in some states, but in others. So I think that's the way marijuana is going to be.
Yeah, that's how they're fucking it up.
Well, you can always move to a more perfect area like Colorado, like Washington. I think Oregon's gonna legalize it very shortly.
Don't need to legalize it, just criminalize it. Don't make it part of the legal system. Like, make it a non-factor, not there.
I mean, this is how I actually got into conspiracies-wise. In high school, I partaked in some cannabis intake, and I loved it, and I had a great ride with it, and it actually made me more motivated to question my own thoughts, because before then, I was pretty belittled by my intelligence, I believe, by others. So it gave me more of a self-sufficient factor where I felt motivated and I had a right to question these things. And the first thing was, War Against Drugs. I found MK Ultra. I found so many sorts of avenues of complete mindfucks because I never thought about the 70s before then in detail. I never thought about the 60s in detail.
Yo, Free, I lost you, man.
Oh, you didn't hear me? Didn't hear that rant?
I heard most of it. Since the past 30 seconds. Keep going. Repeat the last 30 seconds.
Well, all I'm saying is, like, you know, my partaking on cannabis really, you know, I didn't really have alcohol. I just had cannabis, and I found that better because I was able to, you know, transport myself in a car around areas, and I thought that it was safe because I felt in control with agency and being highly, highly suspicious of everything, obviously, because I was a criminal at that time and point. And it really made me think, though, with the internet. I mean, YouTube came online in 2005. By 2007, 2008, wow, there was a lot of content on YouTube to digest. You know, documentaries was a real new thing to me. I mean, I may have seen some on HBO, but I never really realized because I never had control over my television. There was no on-demand at my age. That's a new thing. That's a very new thing, having control over the content. So when I went to the computer and I was able to grab content off the internet without, you know, a credit card, it was amazing. And the influence it had on me really put me in a hole where I am right now. And just keep questioning things. But I do think that decriminalization won't happen. It's legalization, and why not have taxes? There's always going to be tax. But marijuana, you know, have a good product. If you provide a good service, it's just like competition.
Does something put you in a hole right now? Are you in a hole?
Am I in a hole? No, I'm not in a hole. No. Marijuana was never a gateway drug for me, personally.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I don't believe taxation exists. I come from that point of view.
I know, you're right, but I think working can't break the system fully. It's like Trump, you know. If he stops mass immigration in America, it's going to stop a lot of other policies in Europe, I believe, too, because it's going to be a domino effect. Israel backing and, you know, every dollar Israel spends, like 80 to 90 cents is the American dollar being, you know, completely manipulated through Israel. That's going to come later. And that's just like marijuana. That's just like these legalization of drugs, you know. People have been manipulated into thinking that drugs are really cool because you're not supposed to have it. If it's more commonplace, just like alcohol is in Europe compared to the United States, if you grew up around it, you're more mature around it. And I think that we should not have this teenager conception, you know, this term teenager should be thrown out because I think you should be a boy and be a young man. And then during you're a young man, you're learning these roles of becoming a man and being mature. And I think that's what we should do. We should treat our children just like we should treat ourselves, with respect, and instead of babying them and lying to them with Santa Claus stories and Easter Bunny stories, you know? It's a terrible cycle that manipulates these child's minds. It's very hard to get out of because when you're faced with a reality that is so outside the realm of that you've ever thought of, you know, you get scared. And that people do get scared. They get threatened and they get angry sometimes, or they, you know, they're standoffish. But you gotta keep drilling them with the story of, you know, what you're told is it isn't true. You know, it's all promotion. It's all about you know, perceiving a reality that is trying to be molded. And now, if it solidifies, it's gonna be hard to make it more, you know, malleable for populations to think differently, which the human race drastically needs. My rant's over. Thank you, Cerulean.
It was a good rant. Hey, I think everyone should stop telling them their children the stories about Santa Claus. But like, as far as
what age did you find out Santa Claus wasn't real? Because you're in the South. You're a Christian boy.
That's right, man. I was raised Southern Baptist to the bone. It wasn't really pressed on me too hard, but I don't know, man. This annoys me nowadays around Christmas time, seeing everyone is into Christmas, right? Atheists, pagans, liars, fuck-ups. We're all about Christmas, yay. Our children are going to get Christmas presents. I don't know, man. Santa Claus should stop at about age 5, maybe.
Yeah, that's when it should. I mean, you really don't gain conscious memories until you're around 5. I believe that. But I do believe, you know, if you are, you have some demons from the past of that, you know, from possibly molested, tortured, you know, as a child, those things can carry with you. But regular memories, yeah, they don't start until 5. But you gotta break the real world into children, I think, at a fast age, because then it becomes normalized.
You kind of remind me of myself around 8 years ago. I'm 33, the magic number.
Oh, you're a Mason, aren't you? You're just fooling with me. Quit pulling my chain, sir.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm 26. I don't know if you knew that.
Yep, you told me that earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah. I just became disgruntled with a ton of stuff, man. The same type of thing you're hoping will change, I don't think it's going to. I just kind of speak my mind more on what I think is actually happening and what will become of it. But it's all good, man.
Yeah, I mean, my hindsight is, in my lifespan, I would, that the change of, you know, maybe another 50 years. Maybe another 60 years, you know. That's my lifespan. That might be your lifespan. You know, it's it. You know, and it's small and it's minuscule, and we've barely been, you know, calculating time. You know, you think 1776 was that long ago? just think 2 years ago. People think it was like yesterday. Just think, 100 years ago. It's like, it's nothing. 200 years ago. It takes a long time for change. I don't know. I mean, the internet is still very new, and if it stays the way it is, unfiltered, or having the ability to be on this chat room, you know, or similar chat rooms where you're open to discussions and have, you know, actual debate instead of being yelled at and maybe banned from certain technological realms. It's minuscule, you know, where we live, what time we are living at, and the change that we emote. It's, I feel like demons have the upper hand on that.
Yeah, I think me and you're closer in a generation than some of the people we talk to on here, but I don't know, man. I've become so cynical because I've looked at this stuff for, we'll see. I first realized that 9/11 was bullshit in probably 2008. Going on 7 years now, it just keeps on the same shit. You can talk to people who see your same way, but majority of the people, they aren't. They just go on with their regular lives day by day, you know. They're not going to talk to you about it. You're going to be shunned. If you talk to any of this stuff to normal people, quotation normal, they'll just shun you. Anyways,
let's go into 9/11 a little bit. Let's just have a casual chat about 9/11.
I can do that.
Do you think there were planes, or do you think it was a missile, or do you think that they were just animated pictures overlaying on a live broadcast movie, or do you think they were just explosions?
Animated planes over a prefabricated broadcast.
So you don't think there was any explosions?
Oh, there might have been. There were probably definitely something brought the towers down, so there were explosions in those buildings that day.
I mean, you see the initial explosions, or at least the first explosion on the second plane, right?
Yep.
That looked fairly real, but that could be just an explosion from the inside, right?
Could be, yes.
And have you seen, like, after that explosion on the second building, you probably have seen the videos where it looks like it's like a drawn line where it just evaporates and it looks like the wings.
Yes, and I'm glad that you've seen that also.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to comment on the most... I try to explain this to my, like, to friends. I'm like, you gotta watch it. Like, they don't want to watch it. They don't want to watch it in slow motion. I don't know why.
It's but, not real.
Yeah, I mean...
They can't handle it.
Yeah, but I watch it because I'm just like, I know I'm not being told the truth, but you just see, like, the incisions burning away after the explosion, and it's like... What? And then you watch September Clues, and you see how the plane could not possibly fly, you know, in the span of the view of the camera on a helicopter that zooms, like, that has, like, an open camera, open lens on two buildings, and then it zooms in, and then an explosion. But there's no way that plane could be traveling that fast in the span it zoomed in. It would have to be in the line of sight while it zoomed in for it to hit that building at the time that it hit, right?
Yep, that's some September Clues stuff right there.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Lots of stuff where you can see the helicopter landing gear or whatever right in front of the lens. They zoom in and it's still there. That shit is CGI from back in the day.
And all the World Trade Center buildings look on the same angle. It's like, what? And then they just discolor all different feeds. Oh my goodness, what a good documentary that is.
Yep. The thing I have a problem with, I mean, I'm not saying they're wrong about this, but I still have trouble seeing all of the collapses of every building is as CGI. I really don't know. I don't have the expertise to say that is fact. I imagine you think that some of the collapses are real, right? The footage of the collapses are real.
Well, all right. I'm going to be very open here, and I've never really thought about that every demolition is fake, but there are buildings that have been demolished that have changed landscapes, but I've never seen one in person, so I can't attest that. So I've never thought about this scenario, and wow. So you're saying that we've never seen a true demolition as it would be portrayed in reality?
No, I'm saying not. Well, from the standpoint of media fakery, the demolition of the buildings were also faked. Like, you saw the towers coming down, right? Dust spreading everywhere.
You're not talking about every demolition.
Oh.
Oh, okay, okay. Not... That's what I... Okay, all right. Oh, no, yeah. And you can tell when the one of the buildings, it looks like it's going to tip over and, like, fall over a block, right?
Yep.
And then it just disintegrates, and there's, like, fine dust everywhere. And supposedly for every demolition, there's... 10% of the height of the building in residue afterwards, and yet the World Trade Center building was completely demolished in nanomolecules.
Yeah, that was the hardest thing for me to grasp, is that those videos of the collapses were all... Yeah, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. And what really got me was... I never really thought about the people jumping, but you never see the people jumping anymore. There's no more footage of it. They don't show it ever. So people have forgotten about that, I believe. And if you look back on it, yeah, looks so bizarre. It doesn't even look real. People aren't even worried.
Yeah, in Building 7, one of those GIFs from Clues Forum, it shows the building just spreading apart. Before the windows break, the building is already... They put up, like, perfectly vertical lines showing how wide the building was. And windows don't even break until the Building 7 explosion is already well outside of the established lines. But those windows would break immediately if it started coming apart. That was just the hardest thing for me to accept, is that those were CGI collapses. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. It seems like.
So what do you think the people saw on that day? But hold up. I gotta take 2 minutes. All right.
Hello.
I'm back.
I could heard you shutting cabinets or something.
That was a beer hitting the table.
All right.
But So I want to ask you. So you think what we saw on television was fake? And I could probably say yes. I follow that thought. But what do you think happened to those buildings? How do you think they came down?
I'll give the official fakeologist statement that we don't really know, but they came down.
I know. It's just like
actually, I had a hard time believing that all of the footage was faked. It's hard to wrap your mind around that, but that seems like the most likely scenario to me in the end. After all, I looked at.
Yeah, like. All that dust flying through all the roads, it looks so surreal. Like, why would it burn to dust?
I don't know, man, but it definitely does look like something that planes took down. That was my starting point, and then I just tried to figure out this and that.
Yeah,
I could look at, but I can't say for certainty of it. But I'm people I trust and observations I can. I to look at myself and whatever. The official story is officially bunk as hell, obviously.
Finding, what, two passports, one at Ground Zero and one in Shanksville untouched. What the fuck? Oh, and there's no plane. There's no plane parts. Like, what? Like, no, like, what? Oh, my goodness. My head
Those in, those out.
Like, that's it. Like, and you tell people about that evidence, and people don't even know about the evidence, you know? They don't even care.
Yep, that's the main thing. People don't pay attention to it at all. It can make a damn difference. That's why I've become kind of cynical with it all, man. Like, I see it all. I see how they're fucking around with us in so many ways. And I've tried to say it for years, but not happening.
I was in eighth grade, and I literally was saying that, like, we're at war for oil, and everyone pretty much agreed, but no one really had, like, we were in eighth grade, like, there's no fucking person that's gonna go, you know, start an activist group or even know anyone that had an activist group, so it just passed, and then personal relationships happen, and then you get diverted into emotion, and then, you know, you're spit out of high school, and then... you know, college, you gotta figure out your career. You're in a cyclone, you know, you're in tunnel vision.
Yep. That's funny, man. In ninth grade, my history teacher asked us how to stimulate the economy. I said, start a war. He loved it.
Yeah.
But that's young as hell. What is that, 14, 15 years old? But I always thought, like, were you ever seriously into, well, you're still really young, so when did you decide that it's also staged and managed?
You know, I've really grown up, well, I guess I didn't know about Oklahoma City bombing. I was very young then. I didn't see the fakery there. I didn't know that, but... I guess 9/11 happened. I wasn't told in my classroom. The whole class wasn't told. Only a few people knew, and they were told not to tell anyone. And those were the people that were, like, in band or something, or had a class outside the classroom. This is like a 60-kid whole class. So it's very small. Home, saw it, watched the news all night, and because I'd never watched it before. I was like 11, and I didn't know what to think of it. My father was out of work. I knew the economy was doing worse than I've ever known, because I never knew that there was an economy. And even before then, I was all into Bigfoot. I was all into UFOs. I was into creepy shit. I was scared shitless, man. I was a scared little piece of shit, man. I was scared of everything, man. I was scared of the dark, man. My brother scared me so hard during Child's Play, the movie. I thought, you know, I'm a redhead. I'm freckles. I thought Chucky was going to come after me. Like, I thought there was a demon out there trying to possess my soul while going to Christian school and realizing that, you know, my brother doesn't believe in Jesus, so why should I? You know, I've always been skeptical since then, but then Sandy Hook happened, the stock market of 08 crashed. I realized, you know, what the world I thought might was really good and perfect, and, you know, I'd be able to go live by myself in a room, you know, and buy things. No, you know, and it all derailed, and God bless information traffic and you, you know, having this conversation with me. We're all growing.
Yep. Probably happened for me when I was, the stock market crash. I started looking into it and saw the facts about the Fed Reserve and Goebbels bankers and all this shit.
Yeah.
And shortly after, I think the stock market crash was, they said they killed Osama bin Laden. Like, they just faked the fuck out of that.
Yeah, dumped them at sea. Like, what?
Yeah, threw them to the sharks. What the fuck is this? Then it was Sandy Hook, Aurora.
And I think right after either Sandy Hook or Aurora, there was another mission with a helicopter crew of SEAL Team 6, and they all died.
Yep.
Like, what? Like, no person from that SEAL Team 6 of Bin Laden is alive anymore. They're all dead.
Anyone paying attention at that time had to realize something was going on.
Yeah, and if people think you're in conspiracies, they think you're in falsehoods. You're not. You're not. You're taking real shit and just trying to think of reality because you're never told reality. But go on about your whole storyline. Everyone's has a fascinating story.
Yeah, you're trying to figure out reality, and the people who don't realize what's happening, they are the ones who are in the fantasy land and told by them by people with agendas and scripts, you know.
Well, you're a little bit older than me. Did you grow up? You didn't grow up in an environment where everyone got a trophy. Like, when you lost, you lost. When you won, you won, right?
Yeah, I think that just switched right after I got out of that.
I was
little leagues and everything.
I had an older father. He's like 67 now, so I think we share the same family environment. So yeah, and I knew kids that grew up in, you know. I knew a kid that was in fucking fifth grade that was still driving around in a fucking car seat, and now he's on a fucking ABC show. It's like, what the fuck, man? This guy's making millions of dollars, and, you know, he does nothing.
I was driving a 50-cylinder four-wheeler when I was, like, 5 years old without a helmet, so
you
know what I think about all that shit.
Fuck, dude, that sounds like so much fun. I remember when my father told me I couldn't take the tractor out because I didn't weigh 100 pounds. You know, awesome. Totally. You know what really turned me on a Southern mentality and thinking about you, like the people, you know, south of the Mason-Dixon line is the Confederate flag controversy. It really made me think about the old war, the Civil War, and how, you know, states' rights were the biggest thing. And they actually treated blacks pretty good. And, you know, if anything, 64 was the death of black people. And I just respect the Southern mantra. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, Gio.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought I lost you for a minute. Yeah, I think that entire thing was a hoax also. I mean, not the Southern thing, but...
Dylan Roof?
Brought up, yeah, Dylan Storm Roof. Like
what a fucking name.
Storm Front.
Oh my god.
Dylan with two N's.
Man, how I mean, the attack on the internet, man.
Yeah, you can see him with, he's in his room with the laptop on his bed and the cord is totally cut. It was totally pasted into his room. But anyways, they're trying to stir up that division between North, South, Black, White, any way they can. I think that's the whole part of the Black, White division they're trying to create.
Well,
of course, because he went to a black church and shot a bunch of black people, right?
Yeah, and the oldest, one of the oldest, blackest American churches, you know? What how perfect.
Yeah. And that church was a Episcopalian. Yeah, it's might...
everything about it. And yet, we
Obama went there and sang Amazing Grace the next day.
Oh my, yeah, I heard that.
Sandy Hook of the future. Yeah. It was nauseating.
Now you bring up Obama, it's like, just look at what's happened under his leadership, and it's pretty terrible. Like, I think maybe he's married to a transsexual. I do think that his nickname is Bathhouse Barry. I do think he's a lying piece of shit. I do think his last name's Sirota, or I forget what his official last name is, but his father is an African American communist. Yeah, Satoru. I do believe that. And, you know, I think Clinton was just a testing subject of the white populace, you know, of what they can get away with sexually so they can completely sexualize, you know, America. Because I don't think before 2000, you know, when I was growing up, you know, these kids now, there's children, bikinis are like natural. And now, like, I remember when onesies was everyone's, you know? We're over sexualized now because Obama, and I don't know. I'm getting fairly drunk.
Yeah, me too, but it's not your fault or his fault, really. He's just, I think, a front man. But what were we talking about?
just Southern people. I mean, I do feel, I like I said, like, I have a better understanding on the Southern people and from just the Confederate flag controversy. It made me look back. It made a lot of people dig into, you know, on 8chan poll to get information on, you know, past history of the South and to justify just it wasn't as bad as you think it was.
Yeah, you should look into the actual assassination of Abraham Lincoln as they claimed it. John Wilkes Booth's right-hand man was a papal guardian. They arrested him as a papal guardian. That's some crazy shit. But
what exactly is a papal guardian?
Like like the
pictures
of the Pope, yeah.
Is that a Jesuit conspiracy?
Yeah, I would say so.
I gotta look into the Jesuits. I've heard about them from people, but
yeah. They're into a lot of things, but I think they have a lot in common with typical people you would hear blamed. Certain. Yeah.
But this new Jesuit Pope, the first Jesuit Pope, is like, this guy's insane.
Oh, he's all in on the global warming.
Multiculturalism, diversity. Yeah.
World government. Bullshit. Yeah. He's all in on that shit, right?
Well, he's a giant landlord. And a king.
Pope Francis. He's the third or the second.
Who cares? I don't even think people know there was a pope.
Who is the current black pope? Do you know?
Black Pope?
You ever heard that term before?
What is that, do the black community just anoint a black pope?
No, the black pope is the current Jesuit leader. There's another one for you to store in your search terms to look up, black pope.
The first thing that shows up on Google is a white priest. It's about their attire.
About a white priest's attire. I guess you say the current black pope is Francis, as a white pope. But there have been some historical ones. You know, the Jesuits were kicked out of so many nations. And oh yeah, I heard you ask about, I might have wrote down a name, Eric Johnson Phelps. That's worth listening to see what he says about black pope Jesuitism.
Yeah, I have him saved up here. But I'm actually going to head out because it's getting late. And
That is.
Have a good night, the real
one. Talk to you, man. Yep. Steven.
Take care.
All right, buddy.
Hi, this is Errol C., and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio.